Let my mouth be filled with your praise, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your praise, hallelujah.
Luke chapter 18, verse 1. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to do it when they feel like it, that men ought to do it as long as it's not a holiday season, that men ought to do it as long as they are not tired, that men ought to do it as long as they feel like it. The Bible says that men ought to what? Ought when? Always to pray. We are wondering why we're held captive to so many things and to why we can never receive the fullness of what God has for us. And one of those reasons is because we just take things for granted. When the Bible tells us men ought always to pray and not to what? Somebody say faint. Pray and don't faint. That's a command from God. Pray, keep going. And if you keep going, you're going to need to learn how to pray. I mean, that's the mentality of God. Prayer will give you strength. Prayer will give you endurance. Prayer will give you supernatural faith that you won't grow weary. Amen. And doing well. Amen. But you will if you don't develop a lifestyle of prayer, of constantly communing with God, constantly praying in the Spirit, constantly hearing God, amen. Constant fellowship with God will cause you not to faint. So it said men are always to pray and never to faint. We develop a lifestyle where fainting becomes acceptable. Anybody ever met anybody that was into fainting spells? Every once in a while, things just get too much and they just pass out. I just have the fainting spells. Well, there are believers. There are whole churches. There are whole groups of people that every once in a while, if you don't check them, guess what? They will get into a fainting spell.
That's good.
Fainting spell Christians. In 6 weeks, out 3 weeks. In 2 years, out one. Consistency and endurance is what God is looking for. Never faint. Never give up. You got to keep going until he shows up.
Amen.
Whether you want to or not. Amen. I must continue until Jesus comes. Glory to God. The Lord is my strength and my salvation. Glory to God. Therefore, if God is your strength and your overcoming strength and your overcoming source, guess what? You will always be able to go on with him.
Amen.
Don't be a fainting spell Christian. Straight up, you will faint if you don't pray. You're not going to be able to hang if you don't pray. Luke chapter 21, verse 33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life. And so that the day becomes upon you unaware. Anybody else got a different interpretation there to read in that scripture? Luke chapter 21. Why don't you stand up and shout it out real loud? Who's got it? Read it, Jesse.
The heaven and the earth will pass away, but my words in no way will pass away. But take heed to yourselves that your hearts not be loaded down with headaches and drinking and anxieties of life, and that day comes suddenly upon you as a snare. It will come in on all those sitting on the face
it
of
said,
all the
take
earth.
Heed lest what?
Take heed to yourselves that your hearts not be loaded down with headaches and drinking and anxieties of life.
Okay. Take heed lest you turn into a fainting spell Christian. It's Wednesday night. I can't come to church. My head is hurting. My back is hurting. I'm so depressed. I'm so overweight. I just need to get away and take a break and heal myself.
Amen.
Stop being stupid.
Amen.
The Lord is your source and your strength.
That's right.
When you're weak and when you're tired, you got to know where to run.
Amen.
Said, take heed lest at any time. Don't give any place to the devil.
Amen.
When do you fall apart? Never.
Never.
When do you get worn out? Never. When are you allowed to have a nervous breakdown? Never! From glory to glory to glory to glory. Glory to glory to God. I like that. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
It's really neat. You can say glory to God, but glory to glory means living a life from glory to glory to glory. And the end of that glory is God Himself.
Hallelujah.
I'll go from one glorious experience to the next glorious experience till my last. Till I meet Jesus face to face.
Amen.
Amen. Never give up. Never give in. Heaven and earth will pass away, and my word shall not pass away. Take heed to yourself, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with stupid stuff. There are a whole lot of saints that got their heart overcharged with stupid stuff.
Amen.
Headache in my heart. And I did look up that verse. I wanted to study that word surfeiting, just and it really does mean headache. Stuff that gives you a headache. You ever met people that stress themselves out to the point to where they always got a headache?
Yes.
You know what they're doing? They make themselves sick and they don't realize it.
Amen.
Their life's not that complex. I mean, they're just thinking all the time and making themselves sick with anxiety and stuff like that. Derek, you can get sick of yourself, but you can't run from yourself. An overcharged heart will cause you to become sick with stuff and downcast. I mean, have no responsibilities, no demand on their life, but always depressed about something. Sick of themselves. Take heed lest at any time your heart be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness. And the cares of this life, my God. This is a dangerous one.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of dummies that are caught up with the cares of this life. This stuff comes and goes.
Amen.
God tells you straight from the get-up, heaven and earth is going to pass away, but my word will stay the same. Amen. That stuff doesn't last.
Yeah.
I mean, here today, gone tomorrow, as the grass that withers. The cares of this life. Your life, I'm going to tell you what, the most important thing in your life is Jesus Christ. Everything else will fade away. Your money won't become valuable in times to come, but He'll be there. You don't know what the chances are. You don't know. I mean, people value the house, the car, and all this other stuff. It's God that becomes your source.
Amen.
The cares of this life. Me, 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 me. And wonder why. And most of the ones that are so caught up with the cares of their life is miserable. And they wonder why they can't get peace. Wonder why they can't get joy. Wonder why they always go to the top, back to the bottom again. Go to the top, back to the bottom again. Why? They're caught up with the cares of this life. But God doesn't want you to be overcharged with that stuff. And so that day comes upon you. There is a day in God. There are seasons with God. There are seasons with God, and many people miss their opportunities. They miss their miracle. They miss their blessing. Why? Caught up with the cares of life. Got a headache. So messed up that their day, they miss their day. They miss what God's trying to give them. Well, it's also talking about the last and final day. So many people caught up in this world. Jesus would come, the rapture would come. They miss it. Why? So caught up in the world. So caught up in themselves. That means you can't be tripping when Jesus comes.
Amen.
If you're one given the trips in a cycle, out of a cycle, when Jesus comes, you better not be tripping. That day will catch you unawares. You better have your stuff together and your mind clear and your heart clear.
Amen.
And focused on Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, people are living like he's not going to show up. Isn't it true? Aren't they? They're living like he's never going to show up, like he's never going to come. Said, live, for you know not the day, you know not the hour when the Lord shall appear.
Amen.
My God. That day will catch you unawares. Watch. You know that God does laugh? Mm-hmm. You know that he'll be rejoicing, but he'll be rolling? There's some scriptures in the Bible that say he's going to laugh at people. In the last day, he's going to be rolling. They had all this time to get themselves together, had all this stuff to get themselves, and they thought they'd outsmart God. They thought they'd outsmart God. And the time when you least likely expect him to come, whoop, there he is. And everybody going to try to get spiritual real quick. He's going to be laughing. For as a snare, it shall come on all that dwell on the face of the whole earth. It's coming. There is a day coming. Ain't nobody got no time to be playing no games. There's a day coming. There is a day coming. And it says, watch. You just don't watch any kind of way. You better open your eyes out and watch. Watch for Jesus. Watch and pray. Say, watch. And pray. Why won't I stop? Why do I keep going? Why do I keep having my heart open to the ways of God and open to the Spirit of God? Constantly checking myself with His voice. Constantly checking myself with His Word. Constantly checking myself with the wind of the Spirit and the things of God. I'm watching. I got my eye on Jesus. I'm not taking it off of Him. I don't want to miss what He's doing. I'm watching in this final hour. Saints, this is not a time to draw back. This is the time that we should ever watch. Looking for His appearance, looking for His coming. You gotta be watching. It said, watch and pray always. Amen. You gotta hear those kind of message.
Amen.
Watch and pray always. Amen. That ye may be counted worthy. What? Watch and pray that you may what? Be counted worthy and not worthless. Say, watch. And pray. That you may be counted worthy to escape. What are you worthy of? Because of Jesus Christ. We're acceptable to God. We're acceptable because of the blood of Jesus Christ. But why do you tell these people to watch and pray then? Jesus knew the Bible. Why would he have them to think about something that they already had covered? So they say, watch and pray that you may be worthy to escape. People don't like hearing that. Holiness or hell, get right or get left, whether you like it or not. Worthy to escape. Worthy to escape. The Bible says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? What do you mean? So who was he talking about? He was talking to saints. You better not neglect your salvation. What's your salvation? Everything that Jesus gave you. Worship is your salvation. Church is your salvation. The preached word of God, it's your salvation. It'll help you get over. Prophecy is your salvation. You hear what I'm saying? Praying in the Holy Ghost is your salvation. The Holy Ghost is your salvation. Everything that Jesus told you, it's your salvation. The Word is your salvation. Doing those things, it's your salvation. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Oh my God. Getting ready to get out of here. I'm packing up, getting ready to go. I'm working on the building. Saints, you just think I'm working on a building. When I get through, I'm going up to heaven to get my reward. I've been running for Jesus a long time. Them saints used to sing it. And that's when I first met Maddie Moss Clark. That's the song she came in singing. I didn't understand what them people were singing about. I know now. They get in there and they sing it for a long hour. I've been running for Jesus a long time. And I ain't got tired yet. 20 years I've been running for Jesus a long time. And I tell you what, I ain't tired yet.
Amen.
Some of you need to change the words around. I've been running from Jesus a long time. I've been running from the Lord a long time. You know, and I'm not tired yet. But I've been running for Jesus, glory to God. Not from Jesus. And I'm definitely not tired yet.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be counted worthy to escape. Get ready, he's coming. Once saved, always saved. Yeah, right. That ain't true. It's the biggest lie from the pit of hell.
Amen.
The biggest lie. It says, listen. It says, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be counted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass.
That's right.
Oh, they're coming to pass. Oh, yes, there is. It's coming to pass. The king is coming. You're not going to always be able to get away with your stuff. There's a day coming to pass. Jesus said it. All this stuff that you see, unrighteousness, and there's a whole lot more than unrighteousness in somebody that's smoking a pack of cigarettes. I'm talking about the caring of the poor, the lack of caring for poor and the widow, oppression, poverty, injustice throughout the land. There's a day coming when God said he's going to call an end to those things. There is a day coming. There definitely is. These things shall truly come to pass. Don't worry about it. It ain't going to last always. D's going to do something about it. He's going to pull the plug on that. There is coming a day where he's going to say there's enough.
Amen.
Just when they think we've got them in our hand. We got it made. We own the world. That's the spirit of the devil. Mm-hmm. Whenever you see that conquest spirit, it's the spirit of the devil. Mm-hmm. You know, we just can't survive with everybody else. We got to be number one. We got to take the whole world. A little flag over here, a little flag over there. We got to be bigger and better than everybody else. There's a day coming, just when you think you got it, Jesus shows up to stand before the Son of Man. Now here, Luke chapter 22, verse 39. And he came out and went, and he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not I will, but thine will be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer, and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Say, wake up.
Wake up.
Anybody ever had to wake up a lazy butt from sleep? Nothing worse. Get up. I mean, that's what you call a torture, trying to get somebody to get up that will not get up. Wake up.
Wake up.
That's the same thing with the body of Christ at many times. That's the same thing with this city.
Man, wake up.
I mean, wake up. Same thing with church folk. Want sleep. And just come in, sleep, sleep, sleep. You better wake up. Say, wake up and smell the coffee. That's a word to the body of Christ. You better wake up and smell it. There's a day coming. No time for you to be sleeping and dreaming. Too many people are dreaming when you can be living it.
Yes.
Dreaming about what things should be instead of experiencing those things and living those things. He said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray. Rise. Get up. See, the first people won't pray until they get up. There are so many people that are sleeping. Just sleep. Sleepwalking. Mm-hmm. I mean, sleep. I mean spiritually sleeping. Snoring and snoozing and dreaming. But none of those dreams come into manifestation. Because you have to get up. You have to wake up and stand up on your feet and get up out of the bed and show up and stay up. Rise. Up and pray. Lest ye enter into temptation. Sleeping saints will fall into temptation. Sleeping saints fall into temptation. But if you get up from that sleep, if you just wake up and find out what's going on and wipe the sleep out of your eyes, get up out of the bed of affliction, of depression, of anxiety, of selfishness, of fear, and of all those things, you just get up out of your bed. Whatever it is. Devil's got you sleeping, thinking it's night when the light has come. Letting you think it's not time to get up yet. You can still be sleeping, but I'm telling you what. Arise, shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen. Wake up!
Amen.
Let us wake up! Amen. Somebody needs to bind some pots in the pan. Somebody say, it's not sleeping time. Roll the covers back. Take off the comforter. There's a war going on. People think it'll be all day long. Deliver me from sleeping saints. Deliver me from sleeping saints. Want somebody quick and alert and ready. Sleep right through it. Sleep right through it. Sleep right through. Sleep right on through it. Wake up. What happened? The rapture came. You were sleeping. What happened? Revival came. You were sleeping. What happened? Opportunity came. You were sleeping. What happened? What happened? The enemy came while you were sleeping. What happened? A burglar came while you were sleeping. What happened? A thief came while you were sleeping. What happened? My child ran off and left home and did all kind of weird stuff while you were sleeping. I've lost my authority in God while I was sleeping. I've lost my faith. Why? Sleeping. Things are stolen from us in our sleep. You can creep around the room. The devil creeps around sleeping saints and takes whatever he wants. But if you're wide awake and alert, awake, O Israel, put off thy slumber. For out of Zion comes thy deliverer. In the year of Jubilee, this is the day that the Lord has made. That word awake is throughout Scripture in many points, in many places. Awake, O Israel, put off thy slumber. It says, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. Mark 11, chapter 24. Last year was a sowing year. 2001 is a reaping year in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
2001 is a reaping year.
Hallelujah.
I want an anointing to reap, and I know how to reap. Amen. Amen. There's an anointing on reaping. Glory to God. Yes. Reaping in fields where you haven't sown, as long as you sowed where you should have sowed. So you gotta know the seasons and the times. There are times when no matter what you do, you just gotta hold your faith. You gotta hold course and hold your faith, and you gotta fight the battle. And you gotta stand strong no matter how long it takes. You gotta stand and you gotta do what God tells you to do. But the enemies will fall down.
That's right.
The enemies will fall. Amen. And the righteous shall stand in Jesus' name. It says in Mark 11, chapter 24, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. He's talking to his disciples here. He's talking to people that walk with him. See, he wasn't talking to everybody. He was only talking to the ones that were walking him to see the miracle.
Amen.
So he's not teaching some big temple there. He's not teaching a big temple. He's not telling everybody this. He's talking to those that were with him that saw him do something. Amen. Those that were close enough to see him work. See, you got a whole lot of people praying for whatsoever, but don't do anything. Don't believe nothing. Don't walk in nothing. Amen. Don't sow nothing. But they're ready to jump on Mark 11, 24. You got to find out what kind of person is he talking about in that scripture. Let's go to Mark chapter 11, verse 19. And when even was come, he went out of the city. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter calling to what? Remembrance. He called to remembrance. This is a continuing saga. Amen. Called to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursed is withered away. And Jesus answering and saying unto who? Unto who? Amen. Them. Have faith in God, for verily I say unto who? That whosoever shall say unto this mountain of them, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, and shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says.
Amen.
Somebody say, I can have whatever I say. You can have whatsoever you say when you walk in that anointing, when you walk in the Spirit of God. And when you're not sleeping and you faint not, glory to God, you can develop a lifestyle and you can develop a faith, amen, that you can have whatsoever you say.
Amen.
What are you saying? I said a bunch of stuff, and I'm going to have whatsoever I say.
Amen.
I haven't changed my confession on anything.
Amen.
Delay doesn't mean denial. Delay doesn't mean denial. Amen. I'm still speaking the same thing. I'm getting my confession back. Glory to God. You got that focus faith. You can get stuff accomplished real fast. I'm speaking it. It's going to come to pass. Verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. Somebody say, don't doubt,
don't doubt.
In your heart.
In your heart.
See, a doubting heart goes more than you believing what you're praying for. But a doubting heart goes along with your lifestyle.
Amen.
I mean, don't just say, if you got faith for a house, you better get faith enough to get your butt to church. Amen.
Amen.
You got faith. Amen. You got faith enough to be a witness for Jesus Christ. You got faith enough to do the you got faith enough to do ministry. You got faith enough to do those things.
Amen.
Somebody say a doubting heart. That's what a doubting heart is all about. A doubting heart is one that, you know, that chooses not to believe the whole thing. You don't doubt in anything. You gotta have a stable mind. A mind that's set on Jesus. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You gotta find out what you want.
Amen.
I mean, you know, you can say, hey, I want a Mercedes, but if that Mercedes Benz is gonna keep you here, that's a doubting heart.
That's right.
Many of your prayers are prayers from a doubting heart. Prayers of materialism and prayer for all those things. Amen. I just decided I like nice things. Amen. Can do with them and do without them. It's just a lot nicer doing it with it.
Amen.
As long as I'm doing it.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you getting it?
Yes.
Are you getting it?
Amen.
See, there's a difference. You know, there's a difference to when you get blessed. Amen. I don't want to get blessed that I can't use anything to give it back to Jesus and work it for Jesus. I don't want anything I can't use for the glory of God. Amen. I don't want anything that I can't turn around and use it for his purposes and for his anointing. Amen. Therefore, I say unto you that whatsoever things ye desire when you pray. Luke chapter 18, verse 2. Saying there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward, he said to himself, you got to wait long enough to where that thing that you're believing for starts to talk to itself.
Yes.
It wouldn't happen for a while. Money wouldn't show up for a while. Your car wouldn't show up for a while. Your house wouldn't show up for a while.
Amen.
Hold on until it starts to talk to itself. Why did it start to talk to itself? Because it heard everything. Amen. Because you just put it in the spirit. You put it in the spirit. You know, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That manifestation, that just had developed faith by the confession of the person that wouldn't shut up. She convinced her blessing to say the same thing that she was saying. Say, after a while, my blessing
will be confessing
the same thing that I do. Out-talk
the devil.
Out-talk your problem. Out-talk your debt. Glory to God. Don't worry about it if it doesn't change overnight. Keep talking about it. It'll say the same thing you do.
Yes.
That's why many people shut up. They give up overnight. No, you got to hold your confession.
Amen.
Don't be afraid to take a little time on it. Amen. I am blessed. I am healed. I am rich. I'm more than an overcomer. The devil's saying, oh, no, you're not. Oh, no, you're not. Amen. You better keep confessing until he says the same thing. I'm going to leave that one alone. He's too rich. You got to let the world know who you are and who God is. Amen. Keep saying it. They'll say the same thing you do. Stop saying the negative stuff. Talk to the same thing with your family, to your kid, to your husband, to your wife, to your friends, to whoever it is, to the one that just won't give you the open door, the one that can't give you that won't give you the loan, the one that won't give you the breakthrough. Say it until they confess the same thing. And he would not for a while. But afterward, he said within himself, what? Within himself, he had heard so much and it went down to his spirit that that's all that was in his spirit is what the woman was saying. Somebody say, within himself. Afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because the woman troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Somebody say, weary me.
Weary me.
See, we let our problems weary us instead of us wearying our problems.
Amen.
You're not supposed to get weary.
Amen.
You're supposed to weary your adversary.
Amen.
You're supposed to wear out your debt. Glory to God. You're supposed to wear out everything else that opposes the kingdom of God and opposes you. Amen. By a continual, your faith will wear the devil out. It'll change people. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Said, I better give up before that person wears me out. It says, yet because the widow troubleth me, I will avenge her, lest continual, lest her what coming? Lest her what coming? And lest her what coming?
Continual.
Unless her what coming?
Continual.
Unless her what coming?
Continual.
Oh, people. Not just every little once in a while. Continually. Keep hitting it. Keep hitting it. It didn't come this morning. Hit it again.
Amen.
It's not in the mailbox. Check it again.
Amen.
Jesse, it's not in the offering plate. Take another one.
It's not there yet.
Keep going. Somebody say, continue in the things of God. Don't give up. Don't grow weary. Keep going. Keep going. Your continual faith will cause your blessing to come.
Amen.
You're not going to get anything given up and sporadic. You better wear that thing out before it wears you out. Hallelujah. Keep going like an ever-ready battery. Amen. I mean, you got to be that little bunny with the drum. Amen. Amen. You can take a licking and keep on ticking. Amen. Glory to God. The Timex, but you got to keep going. Whatever it is, you better keep going. Amen. You better keep going. That's the people that get something from God.
That's right.
That's the people that get something from God.
Amen.
Those that don't give up.
Amen.
Ha, 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 ha. Amen. No matter what comes, I'll still move on. Hallelujah. Don't you be afraid of a thing. You can handle it. You can handle it. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear what? Luke chapter 8, verse 7. What it says. Though he bear long with them. So I said, though he takes a little bit of time doing what he wants to do sometime. Though he might take a little bit of time on it.
Though he might take a little bit of time.
Though it does, even though it doesn't happen overnight. He's trying to give you patience in some things. You gotta ride with it. See, many people don't ever get blessed because they don't know how to hold on to anything. And they blame God. No, it says, though he bear long with them.
Mm-hmm.
He'll take care of you along the way. Though he bear long with you. Though he bear long with me. Some of you believing for some things you thought would come overnight. Didn't come overnight, and it won't come overnight. Amen. Though he bear long. You better learn this. You better learn this thing now. You have need a little patience. It didn't come the year you thought it would come. You better keep knocking, though he bear long. Delay does not mean denial.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's blessing us in the meantime.
Amen.
Making us what we should be. I wouldn't have traded this long year of waiting for anything. Look at what God has done in you. Look at the things he's taught you. Look at the things he's worked through you and worked in you. Look at the level of anointing on your life. Look at those things that God has grafted within you.
Amen.
Things priceless. Things that money can't buy. Things money can't buy. Though he bear long, I tell you that he will. Though he takes a little while, Jesse, getting there, he will. Amen. Though there's some unseen things that happen along the way, he will.
Amen.
Though you might run out of money, he will.
Amen.
Amen. Though sometimes you feel like pulling your hair out, he will.
Amen.
He will do it.
Oh,
sometimes you have to endure some things you never thought you'd have to endure or experience some things. Amen. Sometimes you have to walk down roads you never thought you'd walk down. You walk with people you never thought you'd walk with. Amen. He will.
Yes, he will.
Though it feels like you're going to die along the way. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Though there's a shadow of death on your journey, amen, you're not going to die. God is with you, amen. He will.
Amen.
Look at all the things the children of Israel had to walk through on the way to their victory and on the way to their plan, amen. I don't understand the path of God. We just follow. He will.
Amen.
Though he bear long, he will. Some of you have been believing for your relatives, for your children, and all those other. I've been praying a long time. I might as well give up. You better keep knocking.
Amen.
Hey, man, I've been praying for this one, that one, 5, 6 years. I'm tired of praying for it. I'm just going to give them up. I'm tired of waiting. It'll never happen, dummy. He will. He will.
Mm-hmm.
He will. He will. Amen. He'll do everything he said he's going to do. Amen. You just trust God. Amen.
Amen.
And walk through the fire. Walk through the rain. Amen. Walk through it. Amen. And you can make it. Amen. No, he will. And the thing I like about it, he will avenge them speedily.
Amen.
When he comes, he'll come quickly.
Mm-hmm.
He'll bear with you long. Amen. He'll bear with your faith long. He'll leave you in the faith process a real long time. Amen. See, it's nothing but a thing for God. He just likes to face stuff. He likes the challenge of your faith. He don't like taking you through changes. He likes developing you. He don't like seeing you overcome with stuff, but he loves the challenge of your faith. He loves you hanging on when everybody else says give up.
Amen.
He loves you making a fool of the devil. Amen. He loves it about you.
Amen.
He loves to see the battle. He loves to see you overcome. He loves to see you win. Amen. And when he's ready, after he's tried you, glory to God. After you've won every one of your tests. Amen. After you've walked through every little illusion. Amen. Gone through all of the islands. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Gone through it all. Things you never thought you'd experience. Things you never thought you'd have to deal with. If he would have told you about that stuff, you would have never started walking.
Amen.
If he showed you the whole plan of all the crud you'd have to go through, you would have never started marching. All you saw was a pearly gates. Amen. But you didn't see the fields of faith that you'd have to walk through to get there.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, all of those things, the trying of our faith, worketh patience. Patience is powerful. Patience
mm-hmm.
and prosperity are sister and brother. Amen. Amen. God can't bless people with prosperity until he's blessed them with patience.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
It's all right. He will avenge them speedily. What's taking so long? God's bearing with me.
Mm-hmm.
The devil's not messing with you. God's bearing with you. You're walking through some things with God. Amen. Amen. There's some things he's trying to teach you, things of value. But he will avenge you spiritually. It says, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, and you can take that to mean several different things. When he comes in the last day, or when your miracle comes, when your salvation comes, when your victory comes, when your blessing comes, shall he find faith on the earth? That's what he's bearing for. Mm-hmm. Not that you would have faith to get the manifestation, because that's already here.
Right.
That's already happened. See, he's coming with what he said he'd come with. But your faith pleases him. Uh-huh. See, God wants to be pleased at this, when this seasons and our appointments with God. And a season is nothing but an appointment with God. You know, so what's taking God so long? He waiting for you to show up. He doesn't want you just to have enough faith for that thing you're believing him to do. See, he waiting for, when he comes through with that miracle, he wants to see a faith person there.
Amen.
That can believe for a whole lot more than what you thought you'd have to believe for to get something. Amen.
Amen.
I'm trying to get this revelation across you. When the Son of Man comes, when your miracle comes, when your breakthrough comes, when your deliverance comes, when it comes, shall he find faith in the earth? Will he find greater faith in you?
Amen.
Greater than what you thought you had. Greater than just simply believing for that little teeny thing. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever your miracle is that you're waiting on, whatever that thing that you're believing for deliverance, this time of bearing with you is a preparation for your appointment with God.
Amen.
God said, you're going to get it, Brother Ron. You're going to get it, Brother Jesse. Rita, whoever you are, you're going to get it.
Amen.
It'll come. But when it comes, pray that he finds faith in you.
Amen.
Pray that you'll be that faith giant that God was talking about. Amen. Tried in fire, ready. Tried in fire, come out as pure gold.
Yes, Lord.
Ready for a blessing. Can you stand to be blessed?
Amen.
Shall he find faith in the earth? What's he going to find? Well, I thought I was just about ready to give up, Jesus. Then you showed up. Shall he find faith in the earth? Shall he find developed faith? Faith is substance. Faith is God's reward.
Amen.
What? Faith is God's reward. You understand? It's an exchange. You exchange your faith for his manifestation. Shall he find faith in the earth when he comes? So when you pray, stand believing. Don't doubt in your heart. Don't be double-minded, amen. But stand strong and you'll see the salvation of God. Why don't you stand right where you are and just pray in the Holy Ghost?
We bless your holy name. Bless
you, Jesus. You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.